Welcome back to the show. It is the startup showcase portion of the show, which I've been waiting patiently for. I love this part of the show. We're actually going to launch a very cool video version of this made for Instagram. So follow me at Katoon, Technori at Technori, whatever, if you're interested in that kind of thing. It is taking this to a whole nother level and taking some filters off, which if you listen to my podcast, you know, is a little different. I'm just going to preface this by saying the company calling in Grit Boxing, this is like right up my alley. Like literally group fitness. Well, not the group part. I'm kind of a loner. Let's just say fitness studio with a full liquor bar. Like I used to joke going into my local health club that it was ridiculous that they had like candy machines and things sitting around after you go to the gym. But you know what? I'll tell you this. I can get into a full bar. I don't know what the company's business is going to look like. We'll find out. But what I can tell you is this is going to be awesome. I cannot wait. Okay, Grit Boxing. Sorry, I'm just like nerding out over it. Bill is the co-founder of Grit Boxing. Bill, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me on the show.
Of course. Okay, I don't even know where to start here. Normally, I'm going to pull back the reins and pretend you're a SaaS company for a second, and I can take this seriously. Where did you come up with this idea? Like, and then how did you figure out, like, I guess, let me start this. I'll start at the top. Tell us your business. I just like made this massive assumption because I've been reading it for the last 20 minutes. Tell the world your business, and then I'll ask you that silly question.
So it's called Grit Boxing, and basically you work out for 15 minutes in a nightclub setting with amazing lights, amazing sound, and it's three modules. So you go in a circuit from hitting aqua bags, which is punching bags, to treadmills, to strength training on benches. And you move around, but it's high intensity. You got a lot of screens. So think of a club. Then when you finish working out, you go outside and outside of the studio space, and then you have a full liquor bar. So you have mocktails and cocktails, and you know you have the regular drinks, but you also have healthy margaritas with electrolytes. You have all different healthy type of drinks. The biggest one is the kale martinis. People love that. And what it really does, and what the problem was, that after most of these group fitness studios like SoulCycle or anywhere else, Orange Theory, you just go out and you leave. And here we have the third space where you hang out. You hang out with your trainers. You hang out with people from your class. A lot of people come and they work out together. And what I noticed in the other places, people would leave SoulCycle and then go across the street to have a drink or eat something. So I said, why not have that F&B, the food and beverage, right in place so people can enjoy themselves? And right, what goes on is right after class, they're sweaty. Some people go down to the showers. Other people just go right to the bar and they start having a drink and they hang out. And you got a lot of space to hang out in there. And people are just loving it. So we opened in August, and we're January, February, we're at 80% capacity during the week, over 90% on the weekend. That means every class is sold out. There's the usual sold-out classes. There's a waiting list of 12 people. We're on 16th Street in New York City, right between 5th Avenue and Union Square. The market is right now millennials who are just loving it, and they can buy packages, they can buy memberships, or they can buy individual classes.
I want to add to this real quick, just because the last guest on the show, Sean Rigsecker, the Centro CEO, apparently lives above a Grit Boxing in New York, and just messaged me on Instagram to say that he loves it and it's the coolest. So there you go. People dig it. There you got a fan on the show who's old. Yeah. I mean, that's how big you guys are. The last guy on the show uses you.
I brought in I'm a serial entrepreneur. So what I wanted to do is bring in the right investors. So I brought in Tony Robbins, of course, who you know. Yep. I brought in as an investor and also as a brand ambassador, Pitbull, the rapper.
Yeah.
I think he has 120 million social that we're going to use.
He's sort
then
of popular.
We have Tim Draper. He's... so is Tim Draper. Have you heard of him?
I have, yes.
A VC. Oh, yeah, of course.
Meet the Drapers.
He was the early investor. Yes, but also besides that, he's an early investor in Tesla, Baidu. Yep. He was first in in a lot of these companies. I brought in a guy for on the entrepreneur side, Nick Tarantino. He was on Shark Tank twice. He got rejected 300 times, and he finally raised the money, and he built a company called Played It, and he had a $300 million exit. So, you know, he understands the entrepreneurship. So I brought a lot of great investors in for two reasons. One, because they're great investors, and they're great to help me and advise me, but they've seen it all. So, and they love this. You know, Tony Robbins said, let me help you with the motivation space. Get the people motivated in the class, because that's why people don't work out. And then I got Pitbull who said, let me help you with the bar, because I don't know why you call it a workout. You got to call it a party out. That's his thing, Let's party. So I put the two together, and you got this crazy thing that nobody else is doing. And it's just so much fun. And we made working out fun. And the 50 minutes go so fast because it's a workout in lights in a dark club-like setting, with these beautiful, beautiful, amazing trainers that we auditioned. We got the six best trainers, and they're just amazing. They work the room. And I come from the live events business, and we think that every 50 minutes is a live performance. So when they go in there, they're performing, but they're helping people see results. And then if you go to my site at republic.com, I put up some testimonials. A woman lost 30 pounds. Another woman says, this is the best thing since I discovered SoulCycle. People are just loving it. They're saying we're the next SoulCycle. We took I'm just so excited to talk to you about it. We took a lease in San Francisco. No, because I love it. We took a lease in San Francisco on Market Street. It's going to be unbelievable. It's just going to be, it's just the greatest location ever. So that's our second location. Then we got to go back to New York to open another one to alleviate the wait list of the classes. But nobody's seen anything like this before. So that's why we're getting such, I go some numbers. We're consistently doing 300,000 a month. We did 2 million in our first 6 months. We're profitable EBITDA on the storefront starting January. It's just kind of very great community that we build. We run classes at night after the latest class. So we run a class at 8:30 at night till 9:30. That's the latest class. Then afterwards, we do astrology. We do wine tasting. We do all champagne tasting, caviar tasting. We do fun things to build that community that loves us.
Bill, we gotta take a commercial break, but I want you to hang on. Because usually I drill in on like the numbers and stuff. We're gonna talk about it, but I'm gonna forego and just tell you that you've already won my investment. I love this. I loved it before you called, and then after talking to you, it's like listening to the PXG golf guy. I like want to work for you. So I'm gonna take a commercial break so that I can make some money on you, and then I'm gonna jump on with you. We'll come right back. All right, stay on the line. We are on with the co-founder of Grit Boxing. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All righty. I didn't know if you were getting a quick boxing session in. I wasn't sure. So I got to tell you, listen, this is the one. I love this demographic of things to invest in. This is not, I think you're an entrepreneur, so you'll understand where I'm coming with this. I loved Top Golf as an investment opportunity when I first came across it. Because in my head, it was like, I don't see random places where people are just checking on their swing and that it's relative to golf. Like, you're a golfer, you go there. I don't see that. I saw a media play with a video game. I saw anybody and their brother and sister who want to even swing as hard as they can with a club can go there, gamified, have fun, have drinks, and get better at golf, and get more interested in it, and get healthier, whatever the case, but still have drinks, drinking responsibly. I saw this multimedia interactive experience that had a huge upside and could be grown worldwide. I saw the same thing with SoulCycle. I saw the same thing, albeit different, with Peloton, that you could do things at home and so forth. I see it here because I remember going to the gym, and as a kid, I remember going to the gym in college, and my buddies and I would go work out real hard. And then we would leave and we would go down the street and grab a cocktail or a beer or whatever, or we'd go play basketball or softball and do the same. And there are people out there who will go, well, what's the point of working out if you're just going to go drink or eat? And the reality is you've never felt better in your life after a great high energy workout. And there's no better way to reinforce that behavior than celebrating the work you did. And you do it by having a cocktail with your friends and trying something new. And I think it's a ton of fun. And this sounds so obvious to me. And the market that you're in is the most obvious of all things from a business perspective. The fact that the last guest on the show was like, I live above one on East 16th and I love it, is all that I need to know, because I know him and I know the people that are like him, and I can see them going bananas, and I can see places like SoulCycle trying to knock this off and adding this drink bar. I want to add one more thing, and then I'm going to give you the rest of the you know 4 or 5 minutes we have here to you. There's a company called Boca Restaurant Group here in Chicago. Kevin Bohm is one of the guys on there. They're starting, I'm sure it'll be delayed with this whole corona thing, but they're starting a health group called Beyond. And Beyond is essentially a club where I can go and get my concierge medical stuff, but I can also go get a workout, do classes, steam, the whole nine yards. I can get, you know, facials if you're a lady. I could go, or a guy, I guess. I could go do anything like that. But at the end of it, they have organic drinks that are on message with the rest of the gym. And I thought, when he invited me to join that group, I thought, this is so obvious. And I see it as a different demographic than yours. It's more of the wine sifting, organic, holistic health kind of world versus the, you know, high octane, high energy. I'm more of a high octane, high energy person, if you couldn't tell. But I see it. I think this is so brilliant. And there's no doubt in my mind why you've raised like 800% of whatever your ask was on Republic. For people listening, it is republic.co/GRIT. And you can invest for as little as, I don't know if it's $100 or $10, whatever it is for them. But you can invest. You should invest. I think this is going to blow up. Now, tell me why I'm right. You have 2 minutes. Tell me why I'm right.
I think you've identified it all. It's you reinforce the idea that after you work out, you can have a drink, you can meet somebody, so it encourages you to come back. You know, most times when you go work out, you hate it, you dread it. Here, you look forward to it. Plus, you have a hot, steamy class. It's sexy. Then you meet afterwards, you have a drink, you share experiences. It just works. And I think you've identified that. And nobody's mixed that together. And since it's all dark inside the studio, it doesn't matter what shape you're in. Nobody's watching you. Nobody's embarrassed. And then they come out, and it's just fun. It's just a fun experience. But, you know, I think, you know, I've been a serial entrepreneur. I started the Lurian Annex. I had a major exit there. I started a Great American Back Rubs, which were walk-in back rub stores. You see them now in airports. I did the first, one of the first online learning companies. A lot of them I took public. I'm very aware of building companies, launching them, getting a lot of excitement, building more and more of them, and then getting an exit. That's always been my strategy. And the same thing here with Grit. If you look at who the investors are and who wanted to come in right away, you kind of feel, wow, there's something here. You know, before I went to Republic, I've raised already $5 million from the investors and my money. And then in the last 48 hours, you know, we hit our goal since we launched to the public. We already at 200,000 or 190,000.
I got a feeling you're going to make the full million, Bill, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way. You remind me so much of Bob Parsons. It's crazy. Like, the GoDaddy, PXG golf founder. I talked to him on a phone interview when PXG came out, because I'm a big golf nut, if you couldn't tell from the Top Golf comment. And this energy, this is what I love, is the thing that trumps everything else on a founder pitch. You already know this. You know this better than I do. That's why that's why you are where you are. But I appreciate you taking the time. I love this. I would love to. We're launching a new video series of this. You have about 25 days left of your campaign, I think, or something like that. I'm going to have my producer reach out to you, and I would love to get you as our first guest of the video Instagram version of this, because I think the audience we have on Instagram, a lot of them are in New York. I think they would totally love this. So, Bill, thank you so much. People can check out Grit Boxing.
I'd be honored. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. And anybody that wants, say you saw the show, come into Grit Boxing. And we'll see you in New York or San Francisco in the next one.
Sounds good. Bring them to Chicago as well. Thank you so much. And my last message before we go out.
You bet.
Yep, of course. My last message here is to the 773. He said, tip, if you want to Bane-style oxygen mask, look motorcycle face mask on Amazon. I will do that. Thank you very much. We may or may not come back here. We're waiting for Donald Trump and J.B. Pritzker to take the motion, so we'll take a quick break.